As I mentioned, we are in Hibbing, which is the home of all of that history. It's also home to a lot of cold weather. If you watch the morning news shows, you often see Hibbing as one of the cold spots in the morning. The low-lying area out by the airport is very cold. And we're here with a guy who knows a thing or two about weather. This is someone well-known, I think, to the KAXE community, Tornado Bob, here on the stage of the Hibbing Community College Theater. Now, Tornado Bob, you've chased a tornado in your day, right? You've gone after one.
Yeah, it's quite a few of them, actually.
Yeah, you ever catch one?
Not around here.
Okay.
No, I've caught a few, yeah.
So, what makes the weather of northern Minnesota? It's what we always talk about here, is the weather. You can't go 5 minutes. So what's so interesting about the weather of northern Minnesota?
Well, you know, sometimes I try to, when I move into a new place, I've lived here for a few years now, and I got my PhD in Oklahoma, finding tornadoes there, and I tried to do the same thing here. It just wasn't working, so I figured out, well, what's unique about the weather up here that's different? And it's something I knew because I grew up in Minnesota, and it's the cold weather in the wintertime. In fact, it's not so much the cold, windy weather. Like, you get that out in the Red River Valley in the western part of Minnesota, but here we have these clear, calm nights. The wind, the air mass settles in. The wind calms down and the sky clears and then the temperature just drops. So we get these, especially on the cold nights where the snow is deep and the sky is clear and the wind is calm. That's when the temperature really plummets. So that's one of those things about this area. And in fact, this area has some of the coldest temperatures in a state that's about the coldest in the country, so in the lower 48. So
yeah, absolutely.
You remember February 2nd, 1996?
The audience does. What was special about that night?
Well, we set the state record low that night, or that very early morning. And it was a very interesting story because it was a runoff between Embarrass, which is typically known as the coldest spot in Minnesota, and International Falls is, of course, wanting to continue its claim to the icebox of the nation. But there's more locally, there's Embarrass, and then there's Tower that wanted to have a run at it, too. It was a really cold night, and lows were supposed to be in the at least minus 30 in southern Minnesota and down to, you know, minus 60 is a forecast. I remember hearing the radio that day. It was, oh, my goodness. So here we are, Embarrass and Tower, and we have lots of media people showing up at both places. And it was going to be a race to see who could get to minus 60 first. Well, so it turned out there were so many flashing lights and so many people hooking up to the power that Embarrass had an electronic thermometer, which failed. It just went zap. So all those lights and the media drawing their power to power their lights and TV cameras and so on. So they were out of the picture from the very beginning, and ended up Tower won it very early in the morning. It was very much the last minute. Minus 59.5. I was like, gosh darn it, you know, we got to get that minus 60. And they did a bad thing. They took the thermometer out of the shelter, which is a no-no. That temperature isn't official unless you take it out, you know, if you take it out of the shelter. So I took it out, waved around in the swamp, and I seemed to recall in a low-lying area, that temperature dropped to minus 73. Woo!
Wow.
Yeah. So then they put it back in the box, and they re-equilibrated to minus 60 and said, okay, there we go. We got our minus 60. We got our state record. And I called up the climatologist's office, and they said, no, I'm sorry. That minus 60 isn't going to hold because you took it out of the box. That's cheating. So.
Wow. So.
Well, you took the minus 59.5 and rounded it to minus 60. So
okay.
That's how it came about.
I didn't realize there's this much intrigue and competition going on in these temperature wars.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, so maybe someday when Embarrass, if their thermometer is working, the next time we get that cold. So
is that like, that's like doping.
Again.
That's like doping for
exactly.
Meteorologists.
You know,
yeah.
It's exactly that.
So you're a meteorologist, and what job would I be doing if I didn't put you on the spot to say, what kind of winter are we going to have this year?
Oh, you put me on the spot. Well, you know, we always talk about La Nina, which in our office we call it La Nina, and then there's the opposite, which is El Nino. They sound very similar, and people don't know which was which. So La Nina, we kind of rename them. We call them La Hoser for whatever reason. You know, hoser being a word in Canada, it means brings a really, you know.
Great White North, eh?
Yeah, exactly, which is right, we're almost in Canada, so. Yeah, that's lots of snow, La Hoser, And then there's El Horker, which steals a winter. That's the El Nino, and that makes it very mild. So this year we've got La Nina around, okay. So La Hoser, which means typically it's kind of cold and a bit snowy. So, you know, not every time, but it makes the odds. So
well, we'll try to
even if it's like not, you know, if it's a mild winter, it's still going to be cold and it's going to snow. So.
Well,
I'm right either way.
Tornado Bob, you can hear him every Monday morning on KAXE.